Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Mix.
B-Mix, don't be a loser. B-Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Jesse from Stanwood is. Jesse, are you there?
Yes, I am. Good morning.
Good morning, Jesse.
Uh-oh, a little Stanwood action going
Stanwood,
on here.
Stanwood, baby. That, you know who I'm betting
That's
on.
That's right, baby. That's right.
Yeah. All right, Steve, get out of here.
What's it again? Go Trojans?
Spartans. Come on, Steve. For those playing at home, my dear friend Jesse from Stanwood is going to have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am.
What color is Elmo?
Red.
Yes. How many signs are in the zodiac?
13.
No.
12. 11.
Yes, 12. Which continent has the most lakes?
North America.
Yes.
South
who played
America?
The who played the title role in Deuce Bigelow Male Gigolo?
Oh my God, Rob Schneider.
Yes. What is the most common element in the air?
Oxygen.
No.
Pass.
What is the first name nitrogen. Of the king of the yes nitrogen? What is the first name of the king of the United Kingdom?
Albert.
No.
Philip.
No.
Pass.
Which professional wrestler was known as the eighth wonder of the world?
Steve Nick.
No.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Which organ creates urine?
Your bladder?
No.
Pass.
What movie kicked off the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
The Avengers?
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, Jesse. You did very well, making Stanwood proud.
Yay.
All right.
All right.
I don't know if crowd's the word.
Yeah, go Spartans, not Trojans.
Go Knights, right?
No!
Bishops?
I mean, I guess my middle school, Port Susan Middle School,
God,
we were the Knights.
Annie.
Go Knights. Steve, welcome back. Are you ready?
Showtime.
What color is Elmo?
Elmo is red.
He is. How many signs are in the zodiac?
There are 7.
No.
8.
No.
12.
Yes. What
12.
Continent has the most lakes?
Which continent? Africa.
No.
Antarctica.
No.
Asia.
No.
North America?
Yeah.
I'm an
Who
idiot.
Who played the title role in Deuce Bigelow Male Gigolo?
Ace Ventura.
No.
Rob Schneider.
Yes. What is the most common element in the air?
Oxygen.
No.
Methane.
No.
Carbon... dioxide.
No. What is the first name of the king of the United Kingdom?
First name, William.
No.
Harry?
No.
Brad?
No. Which professional wrestler was known as the eighth wonder of the world?
Andre the Giant.
Yes. Which organ creates urine?
The liver.
No.
The kidney.
Yes. What movie kicked off the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Ooh, Iron Man.
Yes. Kimchi is a traditional side dish from what country?
Japan.
No.
China.
No.
Philippines.
No. Steve, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a tie. Oh. 6-6. Jesse, a great game you just played, my friend.
I'll try again. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
You too. All right. God, you've been getting a lot of sixes lately.
Yeah, you're right.
All day yesterday. One so far today. Let's see. The most common element in the air, our friend Jesse knew, it's nitrogen.
Nitrogen.
The first name of the king is Charles.
King Charles. Oh, yeah.
And then kimchi is a traditional side dish hailing from Korea.
Korea.
Congratulations on your tie. We'll have another game coming up at 7:50.
The Daily Mix Show.
Tonight is a very special night. A tribute to Bob Rivers is going down at the Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel Ballroom. And we've got performances lined up from Spike and the Impalers, Heart by Heart. Andrew Rivers, his son, is going to be doing a comedy set. Plus, a lot of Bob Rivers show personalities are going to be there. It's going to be a great time.
I was chatting with Andrew Rivers yesterday. He said that the ticket sales are under 100. So if you want to go, get your tickets as soon as possible.
I just got mine this morning. So yes. I know there are a few left. And proceeds support the Snoqualmie Valley Food Bank and Summer Stars Foundation. Those tickets are available at snocasino.com.
Something got you bent, and now you need to vent, or you did something bad and you need to repent? Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby, it's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding.
On the Daily Mix Show.
We have this fancy little Odyssey app, which you can download to your smartphone, and then you, too, can leave us a voice message by using the little microphone icon to get her done. And what's happening in there today, Steve Miggs?
Well, Taryn the Cable Guy. We have a passionate, passionate fan of a certain band, and I think it's going to make you very happy.
Oh.
Let's check out the first voice message.
Hey, Taryn. Just calling it to you. Guess what? Rush f***ing kicks ass. All the haters. Yeah, listen to that you motherfuckers. Badass. You don't know good greatness.
CB. Wait.
Is this Iron Maiden?
No! This is Temples of Syrinx.
Temples of what?
Syrinx.
Oh, Danny, I told you that.
2112.
Cruel tilt, bitch.
What is happening? Is he just blasting Rush, leaving us a voice message?
You don't have to have Brad call in the station to defy your love for Rush, Taryn.
Oh, I think this is Taryn. She just changed her voice.
Considering how much she's rocking out right now.
Get the motherfucker.
I will. Thank you.
Is that the band that you feel like you have argument? Not arguments, but like sometimes you have to sell to people in your life?
Everyone.
More than
everyone in my life.
Because I think of some bands where I'm like, oh man, it's going to be a tough sell. There's like certain bands, like the Glorious Sons is a band that I feel like I've had a very good success rate with, like a lot of my friends where I'm like, check them out, and they'll finally be like, oh yeah, I get this band. But there are also some bands, Kiss definitely being one of them.
Oh yeah.
Where I'm like trying to, even Faith No More, a little bit of a more of an eclectic, you know, band where I'm like, no, try this one. I get so fired up and so excited, kind of like this guy where you're like yelling at your friend saying,
get some, motherfucker.
And you just can't convince him to like it.
I try with so many people. And then sometimes you just know it's a lost cause. Like, I think I've given up on you two.
Yeah, I think that's a smart call. I will go see them live. If an extra pair of tickets lies around, or extra ticket. I don't know if I have anyone that would go with me.
You don't want to spend $325 per ticket like I did?
No, absolutely not. But I would go for free.
Oh, yeah.
Danny, do you have a band that you always try and get people hooked on, but you're just hitting a wall all the time?
Not anymore. It used to be Simple Plan.
From
back in high school, and I loved Simple Plan, and all of my friends were just like, what are you doing? Like, this band, and they would make up stories. They'd be like, Simple Plan is put together by corporations and record labels to, because pop punk is so popular right now. And I was like,
well, that's true.
And I remember just getting so much crap for liking Simple Plan back in the day. And I'm sure I'm get a bunch of texts now, Simple Plan sucks. And it's like, yeah, it's fine.
But you know what Danny has to say to that?
Get some, motherfucker.
You know, I've been recently just hooked on big time. I've been watching this opera singer getting exposed to different rock bands for the first time.
Oh.
It started with Kiss. Okay.
Of course.
It did. But like, she even at one point was like, I get what he's doing vocally. I just don't know if I like it. But it was like really interesting to hear this woman who's classically trained in opera listening to bands for the first time. The most recent one I watched, and it's been a blast. And I highly recommend it. It'll make you fall in love with the song all over again. And that's why I like watching these, because sometimes it makes me feel like I'm experiencing Pearl Jam for the first time through the ears of some random person. It reminds me of the first time I heard the band. It's Guns N' Roses, Welcome to the Jungle.
Oh.
And when you have never heard that song, it is a trip. Like watching her react to Axel moaning during the song, and she's loving it. Like she is blown away by his performance. Apparently she watched another Guns N' Roses, like a live performance, wasn't impressed, not shocked if you watch more recent Guns N' Roses. But watching her react to Welcome to the Jungle, not just Axel's voice, but just the musicianship, made me fall in love with that song all over again.
That's pretty cool to see somebody and get like almost a fresh perspective on a song that's that many years old.
100%.
Yeah, I like that.
Should we check out another voice message?
Of course we should.
Don't we all have like that one coworker we just hate?
Yeah, it's Taryn and her love for Rush.
That's fair.
Yeah.
There's this girl that works in my office, and I swear to God, she is the absolute worst. She cooks fish every day for lunch.
Oh, so this is Taryn.
I would never.
What are you talking about? You made salmon yesterday.
Oh, no.
She leaves trash everywhere. She's also just annoying because all the time she just brags on our company Slack about how great her accomplishments are. And guess what? They're not even that great.
I have a stupid question.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
What's Slack?
It's like a messaging. It's like a message
board.
Wow. It's like how we have Google Chat, GChat. It's that. It's like that.
Oh. Here's the thing is that Slack, we'll get it in about 10 years in our business.
We already had it.
We're slacking on Slack?
You guys, we already had it. That's what, just missed it.
That's what everyone uses these days. Is this? It's like kind of like a message board, honestly, these days.
Why can't we just write notes to each other on Post-it notes?
Memos.
Back in the day.
It just bothers me, and I just wish that I could get her fired. I know that's extreme, but really, she's the most annoying coworker in the entire world. Please tell me I'm not alone in thinking that she's, or I'm not the only one that has a coworker that just, you just hate.
What if we could help her get her fired?
How? What, like create some fake drama?
Yes.
Have you, I've never wanted someone to get fired, but there have been a couple people that I've worked with when they were let go. It was just like, oh, thank goodness.
Yeah. I've never actively tried to get someone fired, but same thing, celebrated when they did it to themselves.
I don't know if you were around at the time. I don't know if Daniel, I don't think you were way back in the day. In the old building, there was a guy that we worked with, and like he just felt like everybody's property was also his property. So he would just walk around and walk into, like, if you had an office, even if you weren't in there, like there have been several times where I'd walk in and he was in like my desk drawer. And I'm like, what are you doing, man? He goes, just looking if you got any good, we had a hookup with Vivid Video at one point. So like we were getting like a lot of like, you know, videos from them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Vivid videos.
Yeah. And he would try and find the stash.
I mean, that's fair.
I mean, just ask. Just ask. And I remember when he looked at it, I'm like, I cannot believe, like, first of all, this is a very strange conversation to have. Like, dude, you're going through my drawers for porn? Like, this is happening at work? But also, like, dude, get out of my office.
So where do you keep that drawer here, Steve?
I wish we had those hookups anymore. Those days are gone.
It's just in his car now.
Let me just, I'll send you the link.
Okay.
Show.
Yesterday, we got to have a really fun chat with a guy named Reggie about how his wife, she experiences these involuntary happy moments, and it's not because of anything explicit or sexual. They're triggered by stress and anxiety, and her name is Heather. She's up for joining us, so we're going to talk to Reggie and Heather at 7:20.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
I don't know if that's the right production clips that we should be using when we're going into this conversation.
Because if you're not familiar, yesterday we chatted with a rockaholic named Reggie about his wife and the fact that she has these completely involuntary happy moments, and none of these are due to anything explicit or sexual. They're just triggered by things like general stress and anxiety in her life.
And so, it all started because he sent us a text about how she had a happy moment during that Seahawks beatdown of the Commanders last week on, what was it, on Sunday Night Football,
yes.
Right?
Yes. So Reggie's back with us, and you got Heather to join us. Good morning, you guys.
Good morning.
Reggie, good to hear from you again. Heather, thank you for being a good sport before we even get into anything.
Yeah.
Heather, we're very impressed by all of this. When did all of this first start happening for you? And do you remember what the moment was, maybe, that the very first one went down?
It was about 3 years ago. I was really anxious at work, and I thought I was having a panic attack, and then suddenly this other thing happened.
Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. Okay. I hope you understand we're not laughing at you. It's just, this is so, I've never heard of such a thing before.
I get it, yeah.
And out of curiosity, Heather, how many times did this happen before you realized you might need to, you know, I don't know, do a little investigation or talk to somebody about it?
So for about 8 or 9 months, I just dealt with it. And then eventually I saw a doctor and learned that it was stress or anxiety based.
Okay. How long did you go before you let Reggie in on this? Like, was there a point where you're like, babe, I just need to let you know this is going on?
It was a few months in that I told him what was going on.
That's great. So you had to hide it. Like, if you were like with him and a moment of this triggering anxiety, whatever it may be, happens, you were doing everything in your power to make sure that Reggie didn't know.
Yeah.
So, okay, what would be, can you give us maybe one or two real life examples of like the kind of stress that would trigger it? That maybe something very recently that had happened.
Yeah, so like anytime like I'm overwhelmed or something unexpected happens, like when when I'm in traffic and someone cuts me off, like even standing in line at the airport when TSA flagged my bag, like that sort of thing.
Oh, yeah, that is a little, even if I don't have anything that is like questionable, I'm thinking like I don't know, somehow magically drugs or some explosive have just gotten into my bag.
Exactly. And then like Reggie told you, like most recently last weekend during the Seahawks Sunday Night Football game, he said, because of how big they were winning, like when Jordan Daniels' arm got injured, the way his arm bent, it freaked me out.
Oh, Jaden Daniels. Yeah, that was, dude, that was gnarly.
Dude, my husband was like almost throwing up watching that, but he didn't have the same type of reaction that you had.
You don't know that. Maybe that's what happens when he has that happy moment. He starts vomiting.
Oh, no.
So, I have a stupid question then, because you said it happens when you have anxiety and when you're nervous or whatever it may be. Has it happened while you're talking to us?
Yes, actually, while I was on hold.
No, Reggie!
We have that effect on people.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
just
like,
Tara, not me.
Every stressful moment I deal with this.
Though. Whoa!
Now I got to find out what's been like the most awkward time that it happened. Or
right now,
like,
I would imagine.
I don't know, I guess the least desirable moment when it happened.
I would have to say my aunt's funeral.
Oh.
Was it open casket?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So how do you manage it then? Because I know, like, you, like Reggie mentioned it, and you mentioned, like, you over time have figured out how to, like, what do you do to handle it? Like, do you talk to Reggie? Like, do you pull him aside and be like, hey, I know we're at the funeral, but this is going on. Can you help me just kind of get through it? Or, like, what are you doing to, like, kind of keep your mind I guess, dialed in when it comes to your anxiety?
So I've gotten really good at making it look like a cough, or that like I need to grab water, or suddenly need a bathroom break, so nobody around me ever has a clue.
That's pretty impressive. What are some things, just with like the environment that you're in, that maybe help make it better for you?
So like if I slow my breathing and focus on grounding myself, I can sometimes stop it from building.
Huh.
Interesting.
So when you went with the doctor, did they say like they've dealt with this stuff before, or stuff similar to it? Because like, I mean, I don't know if I know like Reggie mentioned, like he said that your cousin's also has experienced this as well.
Yeah, the doctor said that it's not common, but it's something that does happen to people.
I would be so curious to find out, like, is it 100,000 people deal with this, or what the stats are?
Well, this is the one of however many people we've talked to in the years that we've been doing the radio show. It's so unique, but I love that you have a good attitude about it. So I don't want to keep like harping on it, but like, is there something that you wish people would like understand about this, or like, do you want like, is there any? Now you have the airwaves. I mean, maybe there's someone out there that's listening that is dealing with this, or has somebody in their life that's dealing with something like this, because I know we're joking around and having a good time with it, but it is still something that's probably a pain in your butt that you have to deal with from time to time. Okay. Thanks, Danny.
Yeah, absolutely. What I wish people would understand is that this isn't sexy for me. It's embarrassing and it's exhausting, and I'm trying to make the best of it and laugh it off now.
Yeah, I get that. Well, you have a great attitude.
Let's be clear.
Thank you.
During the non-sexy times. During the sexy times, they're good. During the non-sexy times, it's embarrassing. There you go. All right. Just want to be clear.
Yeah, nothing embarrassing about that.
Reggie, you're my hero.
The Daily Mix Show.
All right, Rockaholics, it is simple question time. 206-803-ROCK. We want you to call now so we can ask you a simple question, and we do promise it is the most simple of questions, and it has to do with Thanksgiving. So call 206-803-ROCK. We will ask you that simple question after Foo Fighters. Last week, we had a blast catching up with our pal Walter Jones, Seahawks Hall of Famer, and we chatted for a moment about Thanksgiving Day foods. Big Walt, we love talking about food, obviously, as you can tell, and I know Thanksgiving is just a couple of weeks away. Mm-hmm. One Thanksgiving dish has to go. It's off the table. It's never coming back. What's the one that you could do without?
Green bean casserole.
Okay, I strongly disagree with you. That's one of my favorites. But, you know, to each his own.
All right, while we're talking, Big Walt, what's your feeling on candied yams with the marshmallows?
I love candied yams. You cannot go wrong with candied yams.
Thank you.
You cannot go wrong.
Well, I work with two people who hate it.
And see, me and you at that age, like, I think a lot of people don't understand with the marshmallows in it, too. It just gives you a whole nother flavor to it, though. So it can take you back to that kid's life, you know, you get the marshmallow, you know, you put the marshmallows in hot cocoa and all that stuff, so it kind of brings you back to that part, so.
I'm already getting hungry. I'm ready for Thanksgiving.
Well, just wait. It's going to get better, Steve, because now we have a simple question. And our simple question is this. It's your Thanksgiving Day meal. One dish has to go. What is it going to be? DJ, you are in Spanaway. Which Thanksgiving Day dish has to go?
So I know it's not like super traditional, but my dad's side of the family would do Brussels sprouts with like butter and garlic and everything, and I just cannot stand them suckers. They got to go.
See, I feel like the Brussels sprouts over the years, I know it has changed. I know that they've changed like how that, I don't get the science of it all or how they're grown, but like they used to be way more bitter. Mm. I like Brussels sprouts now.
I am on team Brussels sprouts for sure.
Yes.
Simple question to G-Dog in Everett. What G-Dog. Is the Thanksgiving dish that has to go?
Cranberry sauce.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Homemade cranberry sauce or straight out of the can cranberry sauce?
Straight out of the can.
I disagree.
Oh, both. You like it?
Yes. I look so forward to it, especially when you open it up and it just kind of comes out and it just stays in that can shape. Mm-hmm. And then you just slice it up.
Slice it up.
Sounds so terrible.
It does sound terrible.
How have you guys just been like, maybe, I don't know, something traumatic happened during Thanksgiving for both of you that you don't enjoy these things? Because they're freaking awesome.
We like regular Thanksgiving foods.
What is regular?
Mashed potatoes.
Turkey. Gravy. Stuffing.
Yeah, all casserole. These things are part of the whole process. Like, also, cranberry sauce is a big part of the turkey.
No.
What about cranberry sauce on your sandwiches? Your turkey sandwich? So you put a slice on it?
Right in the trash.
Ugh. Derek, you're in Tacoma. What is the Thanksgiving dish that has to go?
I'm with Big Walt. No green bean casserole needs to take space on my plate.
Oh, yeah. Hang up on this man.
What do you say? Yeah, I can live without it.
Oh, I love it so much. And then Danny was telling me about the variation on the green bean casserole that you make with Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, you do the exact same thing, but you just shred them, and it's game changer. I'd rather that.
Oh, so good.
So is it your whole family not into cranberry sauce? I hate to go back to that, but like,
no, my dad is obsessed.
I feel like you guys would like it. It's almost like a Koog color.
My dad loves it. My dad's the one that makes it. He is like diehard cranberry dude.
What do you mean he makes it? Does he just get a
can
opener?
He makes his own, I think. I don't even know what he does. I don't eat it, so I don't know. But it's a passion for my dad.
Can you grab a little bit and bring it in to work? I want to try your dad's cranberry
of
sauce.
Course. Trevor in Mount Vernon, what is the Thanksgiving dish that has to go?
Oh, there's no question, man. That cranberry coming out of the cans, I hate that stuff.
My gosh.
It's an insult to what good cranberry sauce is, man. The cinnamon sticks and vanilla beans. I got family that make that stuff, and you've never had it unless you've had it, man. That stuff is just takes up space on the plate, wasted.
Mm. Well, I mean, how he described how they make it does sound delicious, but I still want the stuff out of the can.
No! What do you think Old Man Kenny's going to say?
Well, he's
what's
stoned.
The Thanksgiving dish that has to go, Old Man Kenny?
Hi, guys. Hey, real quick, though, that Heather and Reggie, that was such a great interview. They're such great sports.
They were.
But I got to say, she drives into work each day to and fro in the worst traffic of the United States. She's probably wore out by the end of the week. When does Reggie get any?
Thanks, Kenny.
Wait, what was his dish? We don't even know. He's just talking about other people.
This is Old Man Kenny, and it's candied yam, Steve. It sucks.
Shut up. I know that's you, Danny. I have eyes and ears.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs? Maybe with the help of three of the correct answers that were given out during the cheat sheet on the men's room yesterday at 5:40. Steve, right now you're sitting at 354 wins, 123 losses, and 101 ties. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call, and we will play Beat Migs at 7:50.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're gonna find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
When was the last time you thanked God for your healthcare? At Redeem HealthShare Ministry, it's not just about paying medical bills. It's about honoring Christ and relieving the burden of rising medical costs. From routine checkups to life surprises, Redeem offers affordable, flexible programs supported by a caring Christian community. Say amen to healthcare that fits your faith and your budget. See how it works at redeemhealthshare.org.